This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week in studio, we have road comic extraordinaire, former resident of several states, and Cleveland native, Dwayne Duke.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, Dwayne. So, Dwayne, tell us why you hate Brandi Norwood.
Brandi Norwood is responsible for the complete decline of American entertainment. Brandi Norwood, for those of you who don't know, you might know her by just her performing name, which is just Brandi. She had a little song.
Oh, Brandi.
Yeah, Brandi. She had a song in the 90s with Monica, The Boy Is Mine.
Yeah, great song.
All right, so her career began on a TV show with Thea Vidal, an amazing comedian who I've met and worked
with. What TV show?
I think it was just called Thea. She played Thea's daughter. From there, she launched a singing career. That singing career parlayed into yet another TV show, this time called Moesha, which was basically Black Blossom.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I used to love that show.
On Moesha, Brandy's little brother, who was a struggling rapper, appeared. His name is Ray J. You might know Ray J from One Night and Kim Kardashian.
I do know Ray J from that.
Kim Kardashian parlayed that into a career. Well, Kim Kardashian's mother, Kris Jenner, parlayed that into a career for her six skanky daughters, her transgender ex-wife, and herself, and whatever dude is crawling on top of her for $130,000 a year. So Brandi Norwood is the root of all evil.
I remember loving Brandi growing up, though, but now the way you put it makes me not.
She also killed a person. Brandi Norwood is the most punk rock person there is because she destroyed America. Yeah.
All right. She killed a person. How did she kill and who did she kill?
I don't know who she killed, but she hit someone. She wasn't drunk, but she was driving. She hit someone in L.A. and she killed them.
What was her punishment for that?
She had to continue being Brandi Norwood.
Oh, well, apparently that's punishment enough. So in the short amount of time I've had to research this topic, I've learned that Ray J is her actual brother.
Yeah, yes. He is her actual little brother.
I knew that.
In fact, he has a song with Lil' Kim, another failed artist who I used to love.
Lil' Kim?
Yeah, Lil' Kim. And
can you consider her failed?
Kind of.
She slept with Biggie.
Okay, so did McDonald's.
And I hate McDonald's.
Fair enough.
So Lil' Kim in a track with Ray J, she go, "Ain't that Brandy's brother?" And that was his whole claim to fame. That, and he is the only person outside of Kris Jenner still making money on this sex tape. He clears six figures every year on his sex tape.
I was going to say, because like you said, like, you said something a second ago that was like it implies that Brandi is responsible for Kim Kardashian being famous. However, isn't Ray J, because I didn't know who Kim Kardashian was when I first saw that video.
Yeah.
I knew who Ray J was, but I didn't know who she was. And that's why she's famous.
Well, she's famous because she got fucked in the ass by Ray J. Ray J's famous because he's Brandi's little brother.
And now he fucked Kim Kardashian.
And he fucked Kim Kardashian in the ass. And in doing so, he fucked America. Ray J pulled his moderately sized cock out and fucked all of America.
Ouch.
There you go.
I didn't think that I could be fucked by a moderately sized cock and hurt so much.
Yeah.
But Kim Kardashian is partially responsible for Mike Polk's success. So,
how there, is that?
He got to sing one semester of Spanish love song to her on Telemundo. Right after the sex tape broke, and that got a bunch of views. It was still when people
she has her redeeming qualities. There aren't many.
She does.
She does have some.
I would say Married to Kanye used to be on the list, but he's batshit now.
Kanye West is a gay fish, but like he, like she has a few redeeming qualities, I guess. Like she is really into her family, who's all her entire family has TV shows, and they're always tired and they're always busy. But I have yet to see one of them work.
Yeah, like do something.
Like, there's a show out with her younger brother, Rob Kardashian. I only know this because I hung
out. Didn't he just have a kid?
No. He knocked up his little sister's ex-boyfriend, or his little sister's boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. Because
how do you know that, Dwayne?
Because a friend of mine loves trash TV. She has a master's in education, and her guilty pleasure is crawling in bed on the weekends with a bottle of wine and trash TV. And I was hungover hanging out with her, and she made me watch the Rob Kardashian show. And I was like, who the fuck is Rob Kardashian?
Is that what it's called?
It's called Rob and Black China.
That is a fucking, that's bullshit. Rob and Big Black, dude. Like, that's kind of, Rob and Big, like, that's a ripoff.
No, her name is Black China.
Yeah, that's her name. That's her actual name?
That's her state. Her name's like Amber.
Who is she? What does she do?
Black China is a former stripper who had a kid with a man named Tyga. Tyga is a...
I know who Tyga is. Okay. I'm a fan.
Okay. She had a kid with him. She's a self-made stripper who... she stripped her way through college. And unlike these girls out by the airport who stripped their way through college, she actually got somewhere.
Cleveland Hopkins International... Or was it, how do you say it? Is it international...
Cleveland Hopkins International Airport.
Yeah.
Or whatever airport in whatever city you're
there's you're always in. Strip clubs by
but
airports.
But she stripped her way from like some basic bitch club in Atlanta to the real shit club in Atlanta where it's like $6,300 an hour just to see some tits.
Yeah,
I'm not paying that much.
Who is?
It's people. Somebody, not me. Just mainly because I don't have $6,300.
I have the internet.
Exactly.
I get grabby when I'm drunk, so if I really want to see some tits, I'll just start drinking again. It's fine.
Well.
Yeah. So, basically, does Brandy have any redeeming qualities? She can't be faulted for having Ray J as her brother.
She can't be faulted, but she's the reason that he's gotten so far. Brandy does have one redeeming quality. She was in a production of the single greatest production of Cinderella there has ever been. Whoopi Goldberg and Jason Alexander, Whitney Houston, some Asian guy. Brandy,
I remember that.
It was on ABC.
Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't. Oh, wait, well,
because it's a Disney.
Disney. Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, and like no one ever questioned why Whoopi Goldberg and Jason Alexander had an Asian child because it was that good of a movie.
I mean, you know, considering Whoopi, it's not that.
I love Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm a fan.
Dude, Sister Act 1 and 2, both funny movies. Eddie, a lot of people hate it. I love it.
I would love for Whoopi Goldberg's Eddie to like get remade with the Cleveland Browns. Like, how fun would that be? Because after Eddie, the Knicks started to win. Not a lot, but they did get a couple rings.
But would you have Whoopi Goldberg come coach the Browns?
I think we'd have to update it, and it would probably be
Melissa McCarthy.
We'd still go with a black chick. Oh, no, it would be a white chick, so it would be Melissa McCarthy or...
Kristen Wiig.
Ew.
You don't like Kristen Wiig?
I think Krista Wiig is falling off. She's more of a writer now. It would probably be Kate McKinnon.
Oh, I would fucking cut my wrists and just bleed on everything just to watch that movie. I love Kate McKinnon. I think she's the greatest thing to happen to SNL. And
I actually
years.
Don't really watch SNL, but I did watch this past.
Did you watch the Chappelle?
I had to.
Did you watch it, Jeremy?
No.
Oh, it's great.
And Kate McKinnon did something that Ashley Simpson has never done, and that's sing live on SNL.
Yeah, She dressed up as Hillary Clinton and sang Leonard Cohen's
Hallelujah. And then he died.
Yeah. No, he died the day before. He died on Friday. And so they did that. And
Well, TV's been doing that a lot this year. Like, The Simpsons made a
Everybody's died this year.
Well, The Simpsons made a joke about how Arnold Palmer used to be a golfer, and he died the day after it aired.
It was time.
Well, yeah. He was a golfer in the Jim Crow era. We were done with him.
I'm also not going to pretend to be a Leonard Cohen fan like everybody else did. Is that even his name? Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't even know.
Like, that's not even the version of that song that I like, so. I like Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley. The one that I'm familiar with is, who was married to, who was the chick that was married to, who's the big lesbian singer?
Shit. I was going to say Cher, but that's wrong. oh, God. Melissa Etheridge.
Yes, it was the Melissa Etheridge one. That was the one that I was accustomed to when she did it in, like, the early 2000s at, like,
Lilith Fair.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Oh, if you want lesbian remakes, after the guy that did
Ghostbusters.
Tracy Chapman, her last appearance on the David Letterman show, she redid some guy's song because he had just died, and it's a song from Stand By Me. Stand By Me, actually.
Okay.
Oh, and it's haunting and it's chilling.
Oh, I mean, Tracy Chapman. And also a Cleveland native for anybody listening.
Huge lesbian. And, I just want to sit at her feet and listen to her, like, read the dictionary and like, read me Toni Morrison poems and then, like, open a bookstore together. Where
How did we get from Brandy and you hating Brandy to Tracy Chapman? I'm not upset about it. I'm just saying.
Because my mind is like Wikipedia. You click one thing and then
you fall down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's a shitty rabbit hole. And, like, I try to keep it in the happy places, but this is the place where you bring out your hate.
And yes.
But,
yes, and we want
let's
you to
be
do
honest,
that.
There's a lot of hate flowing through me.
I imagine there is. So, Brandy, doing further research here.
I appreciate that.
Jeremy's
research.
Been researching the whole time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got
She has a storied career.
Yeah, she does.
She was sitting up in her room. That was her first single.
I remember. What, like 96 maybe? 97?
And then she was like... She said,
I always liked Brandy. Like, because this happened very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, we lost somebody tonight. So you were here, and we were like, of course, Dwayne's going to come on. And he's like, Brandy Norwood. I'm like, who the fuck is Brandy Norwood?
Because no one knows her full name.
No, she's Brandy.
This happens quite frequently. Like, I'll say someone's full name, and someone's like, who is that? And I'll just say, like, what everyone knows about. They're like, oh, why didn't you say that? I was like, because I know. Lots of people.
I know many Brandys.
Yeah, like, I have two cousins named Brandy. One with an I, one with a Y, both with kids.
I have a couple of Brandy friends, but I would have known who you were talking about if you would have said Brandy.
Yeah.
It's not like, no, not your friend from Akron who's the only one that likes your Deadpool jokes.
No, but like when you said Brandy Norwood, what I was thinking was, because like, the way Dwayne pitched it to us was like, Brandy Norwood, the woman responsible for Kim Kardashian being a celebrity. And immediately I'm like, fuck Brandy Norwood. I don't even know who she is, but fuck that bitch. I just pictured her as like this fucking lady.
Like
just,
a PR maven?
And, yeah, like fucking pulling strings and doing marionette puppet shit. And come to find out on the podcast, it's Brandy, and I always had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Maya was hotter, but whatever.
Maya was hotter. Monica had a better voice, but Brandy made it.
Is she still relevant today?
She's working on Broadway these days.
Okay.
If you make it down to the end of that article, you'll see. She's in like...
Jeremy's on Wikipedia.
She's on like...
She's doing Chicago.
Yeah, she did Chicago. She did Wicked. No, she didn't do Wicked. She did Rent. She did... what's the really big black one? The Color Purple. She does a lot of things. She's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, she's talented.
And she's a serviceable actress. And she's attractive. There is a really sad video where she's singing on the subway and no one recognizes her.
What?
But celebrities keep posting these videos of themselves not getting recognized, and it is fucking hysterical to
me. That's a thing now?
Yeah. If you look up Lil Bow Wow, he is one where he's like, oh shit, these kids are on a field trip and they don't know it's me. And I was like, Bow Wow, when you started your career,
you were their age.
They weren't born yet.
He's not even Lil Bow Wow anymore. No,
he's still Lil Bow Wow. Is he? Because he's only 5'4".
So he's always Lil Bow Wow, even right. If he doesn't want to.
Yeah. Oh, there's something awful I just found, because I watch a lot of awful TV. Oh, God damn it, I hate reality TV. If you scroll.
But you watch it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my favorite is My 600-Pound Life, but that's not what I hate. I was scrolling through, and I saw there's this thing, like, growing up hip-hop, and it's kids whose parents were hip-hop stars in the 80s and 90s, and now these kids are pieces of shit. Like,
so it's like Run's House 10 years later?
One of them is Run's House. Is one of his kids. And then some girl no one's ever heard of who thinks her dad had an affair with Janet Jackson and she might be the daughter from it. I was like, how the fuck do you think Janet Jackson wouldn't take the kid? Oh, yeah. Janet Jackson's going to be like, I'm popping this out, but you can have it.
Well, Ric Flair just also claimed to sleep with Halle Berry, so.
Yeah, like, Halle Berry did some bullshit.
I don't think Halle Berry fucked Ric Flair, though.
He's a rich white guy, and that's her thing.
Fair enough.
That and mulattoes. Can we call him that anymore? I'm black. I am black.
No, you actually have a license to say anything you want to.
Me
and Jeremy have to be the careful ones.
I don't. I don't know if we're
fair enough.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that anymore. I know they get mad when you call them half breeds.
Hey, dude, do you watch?
Yeah.
Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, I don't.
Dude, all right. So, like, in the third or fourth season, there's like this whole episode where he is like, there's a half black, half white kid. And he's like, oh, yeah, the mulatto kid. And everybody's like, you can't say that. That was like 10 fucking years ago, dude.
Oh. Yeah. So we're
we're
not calling them mulattoes anymore.
No, I feel like you have the license to kill.
I've got some cousins that are half and half. And
so do I, Devin and Mason.
Yeah, well, and okay, we're just going to call them out. Devin's in my phone as the half-blood prince. I don't even know if the phone number works anymore, but like,
no,
he's
the same phone number.
He's in my phone as the half-blood prince, and I haven't texted him since that night.
But that's great, though. He'll love to know that. That's fucking awesome.
I think that's what you have to call him now.
Yeah.
Half-blood princes.
That's perfect.
Or Obama Negroes.
Is that because Devin looks like Obama?
No.
No, it's because everyone makes the joke, like, oh, whenever you guys see a white chick and a black guy, they're going to go make some Obamas. And never see a black
We're
guy and
make
a
president.
White chick.
Right?
We're going to make a president.
Yeah, that's not my joke. That was Sean many years ago. I don't think he's done it in a while. So, yes, Brandy.
Brandy.
Yeah, so I think...
I think everyone hates her because of The Boy Is Mine. Like, everyone hates Brandy
is
Mine.
It's a good song, though.
It was the first time.
Yeah, in 1998 when it came
out.
And
then, like, the second time, it was like, okay. And then the 300th time, you're like, oh, I know why he fucked around on both of you, and I don't know why either of you stayed.
Did she do the Rugrats song, or was that Maya?
I think Maya did the Rugrats when they did the first movie.
Yeah. I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm just curious. Like, I thought it was Brandy, but it's probably not.
But Nickelodeon gets huge stars. Like, Pink did the SpongeBob SquarePants song. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know
when
that
he did the first movie, not the.
Did you just say when he did talking about Pink?
No, when they did the first SpongeBob movie.
He was SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah, I'm not proud of myself for going with he for SpongeBob, but the creator is a male.
Are you assuming his gender?
Well, his name is SpongeBob.
Women get bobs.
I've never met a woman. Well, that's not true. Bobby. Yeah. But that's not Bob.
I know a Bob.
A woman named Bob?
Her name is Robin, but her sister calls her Bob.
Does she drive a truck?
I don't think she does.
Did she vote for Trump?
A chick named Bob has a motorcycle, and she knows how to fix it. And that's all I'm saying about that.
Big dyke. License to Kill, Dwayne Duke.
Ugh. I'm walking such a tightrope these days because, you know, things are a little tense in this country.
Yeah.
Well, because Baskin-Robbins got rid of the 31st flavor. Now it's just 30, and no one knows what the fuck they're going to do.
I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I can go to a Baskin-Robbins with only 30 flavors.
Right?
Not fair. What do they normally pair up with these days? Oh, it's Dunkin' Donuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Dunkin' Donuts. It's like the Pizza flavors. Hut and Taco Bell for
if you
white
go to
people.
Dunkin' Donuts mm-hmm. and Baskin-Robbins together, they only have 16 flavors, and I was like, that's bullshit.
And coffee's not one of them.
Well, why would it be? You can get coffee 8 feet over.
Just dump it in a vanilla.
Fuck you, I'm out. Drop mic on the floor. Mm. My new thing is I'm like, whenever someone says I drop mic on floor, I will just comment on their status. I do like you're doing the motion. Respectfully picks it up, puts it back in the mic stand, and thanks the host for having us.
I've had a few people drop the mic on me over the years.
Oh.
Yeah. It's thankfully none of them have broken, but
I was at a show at the Saxonheim, and this shitty comic did a joke they thought was so good, and he dropped the mic, and Dan Brown ran up, grabbed it, put it back in the stand, and was like, "Do you know how fucking expensive those microphones are?" And I was like, "That is the best. That is the best thing ever."
I've only dropped a mic once on stage, and I don't know if I told that story when Ryan was here, but it was when Ryan and Joe used to host the 5 o'clock. It was when I first started doing comedy.
Like 9 iterations of Joe hosting something ago.
Yeah. You know, the focus
for those
is,
of you who don't know, Joe Whalen is he is the everyman of Cleveland comedy until 2014. He literally he ran nine. He had so much
and
going on.
He got
on.
Paid to do it.
Yeah,
he got paid to do it.
He had more ambition than Donald Trump. Like he had no skills, no talent, no reason to do things, but he got shit done. And I admire Joe Whalen until 2014. 2015, he took a stoner hiatus. And I don't know if he's alive. But if you are out there, Joe, we love you, and we'd love you to come back to the Cleveland comedy scene.
The views and opinions expressed by Dwayne Duke do not coincide with those of Let the Hate Flow Through You.
If you have a problem with that, you can email us at thehateflow@gmail.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go there.
Keep Joe Whalen in hiding, 2016.
But no, very briefly, it was right when I started doing comedy. It was either right before or right after I met Jeremy. And it was either my first or second time at the 5 o'clock. And I went up, I did 5 minutes. And as soon as I went up, because Ryan introduced me, but both Ryan and Joe went into the bar where it's a separate room at the 5 o'clock. So I did my 5 minutes, and then I was like, there's nobody to take the mic from me. So I did another minute, and then I got indignant about it. Yeah, after doing comedy for 3 months, I got indignant. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm hosting this fucking show now, blah, blah, blah. And then I just dropped the fucking mic. I never seen Joe Whalen move so goddamn fast in his life. He was in the bar and heard the mic drop and just comes running on and goes, "Give it up for George Partridge, everybody." It's like, all right, thanks, man. I'm out of here.
Oh, my God. Probably because that wasn't his mic and he was financially responsible for it if you fucked it up.
I mean, I think it was good. The 5 o'clock went on for a year after that, so. Or even longer.
No, I mean the microphone itself. He Frankenstein monstered Cleveland comedy for a little while there. He was like, "Oh, I'm borrowing your sound system, I'm borrowing your microphone."
And I'm getting paid for all of it.
Now let's make something out.
Sorry.
You guys playing footsie over there? Jesus.
Nah, I uncrossed my feet and I kicked him.
Yeah, and I have a giant gash on my foot because I'm awful. So it really hurt.
That was earnest.
Yeah. But no, Joe was the mastermind of Cleveland open mic comedy. Let's not get it twisted.
All right. But a lot of...
I'm not ragging on
a few open micers from that time frame. Two open micers from that time frame went on to do things that I respect.
All right. So there is that.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, we're not. Let's just let the hate flow through. You.
I don't name names when I like them. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to know.
Good point.
There's only one person I truly hate.
Yeah. Well, we won't get into that because we're talking about Brandy.
Brandy Norwood.
Brandy Norwood, which
you
it sounds
filthy gash.
It sounds like your hatred of Brandy is rooted in your hatred of reality television.
Kind of.
So let's say, let's put the hypothetical out there that Kim Kardashian does the sex tape and starts acting instead of doing reality television.
I would probably hate movies.
You would hate movies?
More than I already do. Like, I'm not a fan of movies, but I would probably hate movies more. And whatever TV show she was on, she'd probably end up playing the mother on a Disney show, and I would hate Disney even more.
I mean, it's a difficult thing to hate Disney now that they have all the Marvel properties and Star Wars, but you hate movies, so.
Yeah. Although I do love people that like those things, because I love watching Tumblr about people that have fans, that are fans of things, because I love watching them just get excited and lose their shit over things.
Yeah.
Except the Harry Potter people. They are freaks.
How are they freaks?
All right. So the last Harry Potter book came out, 10 years ago?
2006.
So 10 years ago. Harry Potter fans, or the Potter Nation, Pottermores they call themselves, which gross. So they all have the Tumblr pages where they create these stupid fucking fan theories just to make themselves cry over The Boy Who Lived. And I'm just like, but it's over. And now that the new Fantastic Beasts is going to... This one book, which was a textbook from, year 5 of Harry Potter.
Is going to be... Probably even before that.
Yeah, it's going to be 5 movies because J.K. Rowling just said, hey, I can only get wet if I have $9 million
in my wallet.
All right,
let me ask you a question then. As a very huge Harry Potter fan...
You're a Pottermore?
I mean, I wouldn't call myself that ever, but like...
Have you had butterbeer?
Yes.
I hate you.
But it was at somebody's house who made it. I didn't make it.
That means you hung out with another Potter freak.
It wasn't a Potter party.
They made butterbeer. It was a
did.
Potter party.
It was a Halloween party, but whatever.
And someone
and
pulled
it had
out
rum
their
in
wand.
It, like you wouldn't fucking drink it.
No, I wouldn't. I have self-respect.
That just means you don't like butterscotch, then.
I don't.
How exactly? My point proven. So, all I'm saying, though, is you can hate on Harry Potter all you want to. You're going to tell me that's not a good story? You're going to tell me, like, all right, let's even fast forward it. If Fantastic Beasts is a good movie, if it's good 5 movies, are you going to hate it just because...
I don't hate the Harry Potter story. I hate Harry Potter fans.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's get on the Tumblr, Jordan, and join the hate.
Oh, my God.
I've mentioned this on this podcast before. I only use Tumblr for porn. So
everyone does, but I have social,
nobody admits it, though.
I have social warrior friends who they'll post a bunch of dick pics, a bunch of, like, hardcore sex, and then it's like, 10 reasons that this thing's bad for you. And I'm like, I was almost there, but thank you for bumming me out.
See, that's you can't follow a page. You have to search the tags.
I'm not going through all that. I have porn. Like, I get on there to download some GIFs onto my tablet, so when I'm flying, I have to awkwardly flick through pictures.
No, there's porno on Tumblr. There's pages directly made for anything you want that are all videos.
Oh, I know.
And guess what? The max is 5 minutes, so it's like you could just go to town for 5 minutes. You're good. You just find the one you like.
I'm. This was the saddest interaction I've had with anyone. Can we change? Can we go back to Brandy?
Did you just call me sad?
Yes. Yes, I fucking did.
You're not the first, and you won't be the last.
Jordan Patrick is sad.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Yeah. I got bored with Pornhub. I got bored with TubeBait. I had to find something else.
I read stories. I love stories because I can create the characters in my head, and then, you know, if I finish, I can go back to that place and it's still hot. And I still feel like I'm reading. I feel like I'm not a waste of space.
I can favorite or like a video and go back and jerk off to it if I want to. What's the fucking difference?
in 20 years, the story still feels good. In 20 years, that video is just, ugh.
Fair. All right, I'll give you that.
The story doesn't lose definition after 20 years.
What does this have to do with Brandi Norwood?
I'll tell you what it has to do with Brandi Norwood.
An amateur pornography video.
Yeah, the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Wasn't impressed.
You weren't.
Did you come?
Yeah.
You were impressed.
You were impressed enough.
I just hate her so much now that, like...
Yeah, well, we didn't know what we were getting into when we're like, oh, let's look at this bitch's sex tape. Her dad got OJ off, and she got Ray J off. I wonder what her kid's going to do. He's just going to J off. Yep. No one's going to high-five that.
No, dude, it's honestly...
I respectfully put the mic back in the stand and walk away.
You just looked like Obama saying goodbye after Trump's inauguration. Bye, everybody.
Fuck you, bitches.
I'm going to go drink myself into oblivion.
Man.
Not yet, Dwayne?
Nah, oblivion's a really hard place to get to. But I will drink myself back to Kansas.
I don't know if you should be in Kansas, Dwayne.
Oh, I shouldn't. There are so many states Maybe I
Lawrence.
Can't go to.
You might be able to get away with Lawrence.
Lawrence, Kansas?
It's where Kansas State is.
Oh, because they have the basketball. That means they like the blacks.
Right. I'm just saying there. It's going to be a more... It's probably the most liberal town you're going to get in Kansas, is all I'm saying. Dwayne, we're friends. We're friends, dude. I'm trying to help you out if you're ever in Kansas.
Here's the best part about this big of audio medium. No one can see the hate that is coming from my eyes.
No, they can't.
Into your face.
I could see it, and I loved it.
But
literally,
I'm trying to
the
help
hate
you
is flowing through
how is,
me.
How is... I
like, if I was Emperor Palpatine, you'd be a ball of bitch right now.
But Jeremy's Emperor Palpatine. You're yeah. Darth Vader.
I wish I could throw lightning. I would kill so many people from 80 feet.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, I'm trying to help you out. If you're ever going to be in Kansas, go to Lawrence. You don't want to go to fucking anywhere else in Kansas.
Okay. I mean, Dwayne's going to go wherever they pay him to go.
Literally. And honestly...
Why do you do so much work in the Deep South, dude?
Because they pay me.
But and... you're not... I mean, dude, you are not the demographic.
And that's why I have great shows down there. Like, I've heard so many times, I ain't think I was going to like you. And that is a huge insult, one, because I'm a stand-up comic first and foremost. But two, it's kind of a compliment when someone's like, I didn't think I was going to like you, but I walked out of here thinking a little bit better about you and about myself and about the world around me. Like, I've connected with you as a person.
No, that's
rad.
The
45 minutes of dick jokes you just told, and I'm a little aroused, and now I'm going to go fuck my wife.
No shit.
I don't know if that's what they say after that. But
you're paraphrasing. Yeah. But, like, I mean, dude, I mean, I always see, like, when you're posting shit and you're like, I'm in Mississippi, I'm in Alabama. I'm like, why? I mean, dude, I've known you for, what, 2-3 years?
Something
and you're
like that.
You're a gay black man who does comedy work in the Deep South.
This year alone, I've gone to Alabama 6 separate times.
I never want to go to Alabama.
Do it. Alabama is beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's a gorgeous state. The people are a little...
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're also super nice, and the ones that don't care for you just leave because they were raised right. And their mom said, if you don't have something nice to say, just don't say anything. So they get up and leave. I was sitting at a restaurant in Montgomery, Alabama, and the guy next to me chose the seat next to me. There were 7 open, but he chose the one next to me, and I'm just sitting there eating my barbecue
in Alabama,
and he's an older white gentleman, and he starts talking to me, and he's telling me about what he does, and he goes, oh, well, what do you do? And I forgot to lie.
Oh.
I was like, I'm a stand-up comic. I'm actually on a tour right now. I have a show in a couple hours at this bar. You know, I was trying to get some audience members out. Actually, my waitress from that night did come to the show. But he and I talked, and he told me that a friend of his was a comic. He's like, you need to look up this online. I looked it up. It was awful. But that's not the point. Like, we connected right there. But he's this 50 plus year old man sitting next to me, and he's talking about some bullshit, probably sports or his 401k, something I don't get. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm tiny, I'm young, and I'm pumped up because I just went to the gym, and I'm eating my barbecue, and I'm gonna go do my show, and then I'm gonna get the fuck out of Alabama.
Get paid, get the fuck out of Alabama.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Alabama's a trip, man. But yeah, like everyone's like, oh, I don't go down there, they're all backwards and this. And I was like, you don't know that if you don't go down there.
So, like,
there.
Did you say anything cross to him? Like, you
why
said you
would
forgot...
I say anything cross?
No, I mean,
to
you
him.
Said you forgot to lie. Like, was
oh,
he
no,
cool
like,
or
no? I mean... forgot to lie and be like, oh, I'm a school teacher, or I'm a school photographer, like, or like I work as an astronaut. Like, like those are all things that can be like, oh, I do this.
Why don't you just say you're an interior decorator and save everybody the trouble?
Because then the questions start. Oh, well, can you help me pick out a pillow? What do you think of this? So we just got the new family room done because the kids moved out. So we tore out the wall between the two kids' rooms, and we redid the carpet. We tore out the closets. We did all these things, and I don't know what color to paint it. What do you think of the color mauve?
Then you smother them with the pillow.
And I say words like, "What the fuck is mauve?"
What the fuck is mauve?
I think it's blue.
No, it's purple.
It's purple?
Yeah.
Fag.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I know, right? I know. The episode before yours comes out, I defended Greece against a feminist.
Ugh.
So
I don't know which side of that I hate more. All right, just for shits and grins, what was the feminist point of view against Greece?
I couldn't argue with it.
You'll have to listen to the episode to find out. We're not gonna rehash it too
right,
much.
But,
oh, is it because it's kind of a rapey story?
Not necessarily that. It's more or less the fact that like they just portray the guys as like really anti. I mean, they really homophobic and...
Let's see if Jordan remembers last week's episode.
I wasn't even... Whatever. All I'm saying is she defended it like... All right, let's put it this way. To close that out. The night before we recorded the episode, me and Jeremy watched Grease together.
Which Grease?
Grease. With John Travolta. And Olivia Newton-John. Me and Jeremy watched it. That was the same exact night that the election was going on.
Oh, okay.
So we were both on our phones, but watching Grease, which he had never seen before.
No, I had not.
I watched the Grease remake this summer. It was actually pretty good. Kiki Palmer can fucking sing.
Oh, dude, I'd love to hear him and BJ go at it then, because she hated it so much.
Oh, well, I don't care for musicals, but I seem to like that
I
one.
Do, though. Like, I
fucking hate musicals. Like, I'm like, stop musicals. Goddamn singing. Just tell me what you have to tell me. Get the fuck out of here. Why is there a choreographed dance? Why does everyone know this dance?
Well, I know. Pretty much her argument was, like, it. I mean, that movie does just, like, it demonizes, like, certain things about women and then just makes dudes really homophobic. I mean, that's...
It's also
that.
Set in the 1950s.
That's the point. That was the point, is that it was set in the 50s, made in the 70s. It's not for today's crowd.
Yeah, but... These people that like musicals seem to really care for that one.
You know what is for today's crowd? Kim Brandy? Kardashian.
No.
Kim Kardashian will be in a musical at some point. At
no
some point,
way.
She's going to start acting. She makes...
She's been in the limelight for like 10 years. You think she's going to start acting?
She makes so much money doing nothing. I want to get on this payment plan. I'm like, what does she do? Because like, all right, so everyone in her family has a product. They're all pimping something. Like, her brother Rob, he makes socks. Because, yeah, he makes socks. And they say funny things on the foot of the sock, the part that you put in the shoe, the part that no one ever sees. Because he's the smart one. He said, fuck it, I'll put my name on it. I'm going to put no work into this. And I'm going to make some socks that say basic, bitch.
What if she had told Ray J to fuck off when he wanted a guest role on Moesha?
I don't know.
Is she capable of telling her brother to fuck off?
I don't even think she says fuck.
Her brother's more popular than she is at this point, isn't he?
What has he done in the last 10 years?
Is he making more money than she is?
No. She works.
What does she do? Oh, she works on Broadway. That's
she
right.
works on Broadway. She still has royalties from her albums that are still selling.
Moesha?
Moesha's on 3 channels.
We didn't even mention the cameo in the Brady Bunch sequel. With RuPaul. Do you not know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
The Brady Bunch sequel, the movie. Well, I mean, I would assume
the remake and like
The late '90s Brady Bunch. They did because you remember in the first
and RuPaul
one,
RuPaul was in it.
RuPaul was in both of them, if I'm not mistaken. Because she was like Jan Brady's, like she was the guidance counselor. Yeah, RuPaul was the guidance counselor in those movies.
There's so much I'm learning right now.
Oh, dude, I love the Brady Bunch remakes, dude. You got Gary Cole. You have Shelley Long playing fucking Carol Brady. It's great stuff. The dude who did Spider-Man's voice in the cartoon when we were kids was not Peter Brady. Who was it? Greg Brady. All right, nobody's dealing with this.
I'm it. Did Greg and Dran Buck in that one, or
Greg and I don't know why I'm no Greg and you mean together. Greg and Marsha in the second one? Because
you don't know
one,
how
there's
straight sex works. We get it.
I'm just bumping two fingers. No, like, no, I'm gonna make a weird fire over here.
It's either it's got to be the second one. Greg and Marsha. There's some total sexual tension there where they have to share a room and they have a fucking. Are you kidding me, Dwayne? We have plans to make then. We have to watch the Brady Bunch movies together.
There are so many movies ahead of the Brady Bunch that I have to see. Like, I've never seen, oh God, name any movie that has a poster on some douchebag's wall. I haven't seen it.
Pulp Fiction?
Nope.
Oh, I want to beat the shit out of you right now.
I don't care for Tarantino's work, except for...
How can you say that? You haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
I saw Inglourious Basterds. I liked that one, but the other, like... I liked one of the Kill Bills, but not the other one. I don't like what he did in Sin City.
Oh, he had one scene in Sin City. That's Paul
And
Rodriguez,
it was a really bad scene. It was a really bad scene. Like, it throws the movie into disarray.
It's probably the one with Frodo.
Oh.
What's
Elijah Wood?
Yeah,
Oh, you know what he's in that's really good? Oh, he's in the movie with Macaulay Culkin, and it's called The Good Son. It was
that's a great movie.
When Macaulay Culkin kills the little girl, I was like, what?
Oh, that's a real good movie. That movie used to creep me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I just remember the trailer where he's barking at the dog, and I was like, I don't want to see this fucking movie. I don't care.
Oh, it's
you're also fucking 8 years older than me.
Yeah. So,
it's a psychological thriller.
It is.
For preteens. Like,
so is Home Alone.
Yeah. Oh, it's time for that movie to be on 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. You know what movie I've been thinking about lately?
What?
Real quick, sorry.
I wouldn't.
Party Monster. I've been wanting to watch. Because
he just got out of prison.
No. Did it? Michael Al got out of prison like 2 years ago. But like I've been listening to a lot of Madonna lately, and I'm like, I want to watch that movie again.
So you took a break from sucking dick this week to listen
to
Madonna?
No, actually, I'm really straight. I'm not into dudes, but I do love Madonna. I do love musicals, and I do love Party Monster.
You're the gay man I should have been.
I'm gayer than Dwayne Duke.
So many straight guys are.
I believe that.
It's fine. I have the sex for you guys. You can do all the other shit that I don't wanna.
Dude, that's perfect.
You were like, oh, no, I want to go shopping and watch Party Monster. Ugh.
Shopping, not so much, but read Party Monster.
I'm going to do all the E and have strangers touch me.
And there's where Jeremy fits in. Oh, I think in 2017, I'm going to start doing the hard drugs, unless you're a cop listening to this, because I want to fit in the countries I'm going to, and I think they do them over there.
They do. I, as somebody that recently got off of the hard drugs, I don't recommend you go down that road.
Well, like not the sad ones.
They're all sad. That's the thing, dude. Like even like E is supposed to, and Molly is what they call it now. Like E has been rebranded as Molly.
Well, yeah.
Don't be fooled. It's not MDMA. Molly is just E that they rebranded.
So ecstasy got a PR.
Yeah, because it was like it was when it first came out. I was like, no, this is an E, this is Molly. It's pure MDMA, and everybody figured out. No, everybody wants Molly. Nobody wants E. So now it's all Molly, and it's bullshit. But man, hang out at a trap house for a day and watch the people that are addicted to Molly, and it's the saddest shit you will ever see.
I used to work in a rehab center. Well, not a rehab, like an outpatient rehab facility, and I had to do the drug testing. And I was always surprised when things would when like urine would pop up dirty and what drugs would pop up. And I was like, who, like one woman popped up with opioids. And my first thought was opium. And I was like, are you going to an opium? Are you smoking in some 1940s Chinese opium? What the fuck did you do last night?
Some Vicodin.
Yeah, well, I had to learn that thing. Yeah. You know?
No, but like, I mean, if the lady would have been like, "Yeah, I do fucking go smoke opium," I've been like, well, "I'd be like, your numbers, so we can hang out later."
Fuck it, I'll mark it clean. If you're time traveling to the 1940s to get high twice a week, more
give me
power
your time
to
travel
you.
Secret.
I think what we're learning tonight is Cleveland comedy needs an opium den.
I could not agree more.
That would be the greatest name for a late night show, the Opium Den.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Lava Lounge, where there's no lights whatsoever. You ever been there?
No.
The Lava Lounge?
Where is it?
It's in Tremont, right next to Bach.
Oh, I walk past there all the time, and I don't go in.
No, it's a great little joint. Like, they do great drinks, great food, but like they've offered me to do an open mic there a bunch of times. I'm like, it's not lit up enough in here.
Didn't Partlow do something?
Yeah, they did. They Partlow and
Maroon.
Matt Maroon did an open mic there for.
That's where I first met Tabitha. So, yeah, that was back in December, I think.
December, yeah, it was after I got my DUI. So yeah, last December, like almost a year ago.
That is
such
a Cleveland thing to do.
You get a DUI?
No, keep track of time based on when you got one.
Yeah.
So, dude, it's very much a before and after for me now.
It's like, although, let's see, it was before I got the DUI, but after I broke up with my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dwayne Duke, my man.
Yeah.
My
so we're learning a lot here today. What can Kim Kardashian do to ruin her image?
Apparently nothing. Like she's goddamn Teflon, and it irks me. Like she, I guess she could start reading.
Mm.
She could you know come out against the products that she makes. She could show up wearing Juicy Couture sweatpants.
Divorce Kanye.
She could come to Cleveland with her other whore sister that's ruining our basketball team.
I heard that somebody told me that's Khloe Kardashian is the dude dating one of the guys from the Cavs.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Chewbacca one that everybody
made jokes about? She has to date basketball players. She's a big girl. She has to fuck at her in her weight class. Like, she's not going to take home some little pop starlet. Like, if Justin Bieber tried to get up in them guts, he'd get lost.
Yeah, no, fuck Justin Bieber, but
I probably would. I'd hate myself the whole time. I'd just be like, yeah, you thought that black guy in Cleveland
would
fucked
you hate
up.
Fuck Justin Bieber?
I would. The list of guys I want to hate fuck is so long right now. And most of the 2016 Cubs are on it.
Baseball fan, Dwayne Duke.
Yeah. Oh, man. Me and a gay friend of mine, we were texting about what we wanted to do. We were watching the World Series, texting about what we wanted to do to different players. And I was like, I would hold down Frankie Lindor and Javier Baez and just go back and forth and be like, heaven and hell, heaven and hell.
You know what? They're wearing the pants for it, so why not?
They are.
Only problem is they spend all their time running, and I get it. It's only short bursts, but I don't think I can catch one.
Get a Segway.
All right, unless they go upstairs.
Yeah. Well, then you're screwed.
Right.
I hate stairs, too.
Who's Brandy married to?
She's not. Brandy is single, I believe.
She must be crazy, then.
So I think what Brandy needs to do then to make it up to everybody is make a sex tape.
I am all for that idea.
And
I don't know. Brandy is like 10 years from getting into that wise old black woman range where she's just going to look miraculous for her age. So she has to stay pretty clean until that shit hits. And then someone will probably give her a TV show like Oprah had, and she'll make buku money giving out bullshit advice. Queen Latifah did it. Tony Love is doing it. Ellen DeGeneres is doing it.
Star Jones.
Dr. Phil. Star Jones lost the weight and she fucked up because you don't get to go from big fat black woman giving advice to skinny black woman giving advice. The head rolling to snap your neck.
I did not know that.
Little things fat white men know about being a bigger black woman.
Right.
No. All I know about that is nothing. Nothing. I'm not even going to try to empathize there because I know better. It's a new America.
I'd like to.
And I already said Obama Negro, so like.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I
think that's probably a name somewhere.
Yeah.
It's somebody at Obama Negro.
No, someone has probably named their damn child Obama Negro.
Johnson or something like is that first and middle?
Probably all one word.
No, that can't
I met
be
a kid named Praise God, all one word. This little bag of shit Satanist was the worst child I've ever dealt with, and I wanted to yell at him, but I can't be like, fucking Praise God. Like, you can't yell at this kid ever.
Just call him PG. You can yell at PG.
Yo, get over here, Praise.
Yeah.
How do you say God damn it, PG, though?
God damn it, Praise God.
There you are. Yeah, so, Brandy, responsible for the Kardashians. Also some good music.
I think I've made my point as to how she is responsible for the decline of modern American entertainment.
I don't think she is.
Maybe not directly.
She's not responsible.
Not solely. Not
her
solely.
Existence is responsible, but she can't be responsible for Ray J being her brother.
So her parents fucking maybe a little bit responsible as well.
No, probably mostly responsible. But like, I mean, at the same time, like. Like, Jared, like, how can you hate on Brandy just because, I mean, how is she really responsible for Kim Kardashian? Her brother's the one that fucked her. And filmed it.
Other celebrities have siblings that aren't famous and who didn't create sex tapes and didn't launch the careers of dirty, dirty whores.
I mean, he does have a point.
He does have a point. He does have a point.
All right. Well, we need to thank our new sponsor, Rain Clothing.
Rain Clothing.
Rain Clothing. They are on the Facebooks. Get at them.
R-A-N-E.
Yep.
Clothing.
That's the one. You heard the ad at the beginning of the podcast because it's happening now. And we're available to sell out even more because this costs money and, yeah.
People seem to like it. So yep. Give us money to do it.
Yeah. Give me money so that I can, you know, look my father in the eye without, you know, being a complete disappointment. Jordan, that'll never happen for you.
Oh, I don't, my father's just as disappointed as me, so it's fine.
Yep. I did meet him at your roast. Dwayne, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I get to espouse my well-founded hate.
Do you feel... All right, let me ask him a question real quick. Do you feel that your hate is now more directed at Brandy's parents and other people, or is it still fuck Brandy?
Still fuck Brandy.
All right, fair enough. He's owning it.
I've maintained this hatred for years.
Fair enough. I'm not going to argue with that.
I mean, that's... you know what? I think Brandy can handle it.
Yeah. I think she's not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I had to guess.
That irks me even more.
Yeah. Well, we'll make sure to hashtag her a whole bunch when we post this so that maybe she'll find it.
Right.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates things as much as Dwayne Duke.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again.